Section 3. Listen to an extract from a radio talk about teenage rebellion. For questions 21 to 25, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the extract twice. You now have 1 minute to look at the questions. Mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Teenage rebellion is nothing new. In fact, it has been around for quite a long time. Teenagers tend to rebel against any type of adult authority, whether it is parents, teachers, or society. Instead of going to war with teenagers, however, it is important to understand why they are rebelling and find ways to support them. There are various reasons why teenagers rebel. To begin with, they are struggling to find their own identity and receive acceptance. In their struggle, they may go against their parents, teachers, or social rules, as they want to be part of their peer group and develop a sense of belonging. They may try to be someone they are not. Moreover, adolescents resent being treated as children who are under their parents' control. In fact, they are at an age where they are starting to develop critical thinking skills. As a result of this, they want to make decisions for themselves and be able to freely express their own ideas. Many parents fail to understand this and may disapprove of their teenagers' ideas, which may, in the end, lead to family conflicts. Although teenagers' rebellious behaviour causes conflicts, parents must try to be patient and understanding. Rather than constantly criticising teenage behaviour, parents should encourage communication. If teenagers feel that they have their parents' sincere attention, they may eventually cooperate with their parents. Parents should realise that mild rebellion can actually contribute to their children's growth and maturity, and so they should not put unrealistic expectations on adolescents. By giving their children responsibility for some of their life choices and allowing them to make their own mistakes, parents will eventually be able to offer useful advice. If, however, parents choose to impose more restrictions or punishments, their relationship with their children will become severely strained. As a result, adolescents will stop listening to their parents and may try to be even more aggressive. All in all, adolescent rebellion is normal and must be understood as coming from a natural desire in adolescents to grow and become independent. However, only if parents are supportive will they be able to give their children the positive guidance they need. Listen to the extract again. Teenage rebellion is nothing new. In fact, it has been around for quite a long time. Teenagers tend to rebel against any type of adult authority, whether it is parents, teachers, or society. Instead of going to war with teenagers, however, it is important to understand why they are rebelling and find ways to support them. There are various reasons why teenagers rebel. To begin with, they are struggling to find their own identity and receive acceptance. In their struggle, they may go against their parents, teachers, or social rules. As they want to be part of their peer group and develop a sense of belonging, they may try to be someone they are not. Moreover, adolescents resent being treated as children who are under their parents' control. In fact, they are at an age where they are starting to develop critical thinking skills. As a result of this, they want to make decisions for themselves and be able to freely express their own ideas. Many parents fail to understand this and may disapprove of their teenagers' ideas, which may, in the end, lead to family conflicts. Although teenagers' rebellious behavior causes conflicts, parents must try to be patient and understanding. Rather than constantly criticizing teenage behavior, parents should encourage communication. If teenagers feel that they have their parents' sincere attention, they may eventually cooperate with their parents. Parents should realize that mild rebellion can actually contribute to their children's growth and maturity, and so they should not put unrealistic expectations on adolescents. By giving their children responsibility for some of their life choices and allowing them to make their own mistakes, parents will eventually be able to offer useful advice. If, however, parents choose to impose more restrictions or punishments, their relationship with their children will become severely strained. As a result, adolescents will stop listening to their parents and may try to be even more aggressive. All in all, adolescent rebellion is normal and must be understood as coming from a natural desire in adolescents to grow and become independent. However, only if parents are supportive will they be able to give their children the positive guidance they need. This is the end of the listening. Now turn to writing, Section 1, Task 1. Open your writing booklet and listen to the instructions. You have 1 minute to open your writing booklet. Listen to the extract from the radio talk again. Use the space provided in your writing booklet to take notes. You can use the information from the recording and the notes you have taken to write an essay about why teenagers rebel and what parents can do to cope with it. Write your essay in the writing booklet, Task 1. Your notes will not be marked. Teenage rebellion is nothing new. In fact, it has been around for quite a long time. Teenagers tend to rebel against any type of adult authority, whether it is parents, teachers, or society. Instead of going to war with teenagers, however, it is important to understand why they are rebelling and find ways to support them. There are various reasons why teenagers rebel. To begin with, they are struggling to find their own identity and receive acceptance. In their struggle, they may go against their parents, teachers, or social rules. As they want to be part of their peer group and develop a sense of belonging, they may try to be someone they are not. Moreover, adolescents resent being treated as children who are under their parents' control. In fact, they are at an age where they are starting to develop critical thinking skills. As a result of this, they want to make decisions for themselves and be able to freely express their own ideas. Many parents fail to understand this and may disapprove of their teenagers' ideas, which may, in the end, lead to family conflicts. Although teenagers' rebellious behaviour causes conflicts, parents must try to be patient and understanding. Rather than constantly criticising teenage behaviour, parents should encourage communication. If teenagers feel that they have their parents' sincere attention, they may eventually cooperate with their parents. Parents should realise that mild rebellion can actually contribute to their children's growth and maturity, and so they should not put unrealistic expectations on adolescents. By giving their children responsibility for some of their life choices and allowing them to make their own mistakes, parents will eventually be able to offer useful advice. If, however, parents choose to impose more restrictions or punishments, their relationship with their children will become severely strained. As a result, adolescents will stop listening to their parents and may try to be even more aggressive. All in all, adolescent rebellion is normal and must be understood as coming from a natural desire in adolescence to grow and become independent. However, only if parents are supportive will they be able to give their children the positive guidance they need.